Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Chronic pain can be one of the most disabling conditions that there is. Opiates can be used to treat them, and they're one of the most widely abused substances in the world. My guest is Dr. Daniel J. Hedrick. He's the medical director and co-founder of Mission Pacific Coast Recovery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dan. Let's speak about chronic pain. So many people live with it, and they try many kinds of pain relievers and sometimes become addicted to them.
Yeah, Melanie, this is an interesting thing, that a dilemma that is kind of brand new in human history, that there's been never before in history has there been such a large proportion of our population having access to high potency daily doses of opiates for years and years. Opiates have always been around, but now it's in everybody's bathroom cabinets, and there's some people that are actually getting what's called opiate-induced hyperalgesia. They're actually creating pain with these opiates. And I run a chemical dependency center, and we've been getting people off of heroin and opiates and those things that they're injecting and smoking. But for the last 12 years, we've been getting more and more people off prescription opiates.
So how do opiates work to help with pain?
Yeah, well, the unique thing about opiates compared to all the other drugs that people get addicted to, you know, like all the other drugs, they work at first and then they stop working, and you build up tolerance and you have to keep taking more and more. And then when you quit, you go through withdrawals and you have to detox. But the unique thing with opiates is that if you're taking them on a daily basis, a lot of people get their nervous system recalibrates, and it actually starts to magnify pain. And at first, when I saw that and I read that in a medical journal about 12 years ago, it really didn't make sense. I had to show it to another doctor to make sure I was reading it right. But now I understand what's happening. The human body is supposed to feel pain. Pain is good. It keeps you alive. And Mother Nature wired us in about 7 different ways to make sure pain stays intact. So you take a drug or pill that's saying, don't feel pain, don't feel pain, don't feel pain. After about 2 or 3 months, your body goes, well, I'm going to go back. I need to go back to normal. And the peripheral nerves can magnify pain. The spinal cord can actually adapt to magnify pain. There's different hormones that can be augmented to magnify pain. And actually, you can take a lot of people on with zero pain. You put them on a pretty strong opiate like OxyContin for 3 or 4 months. They'll start hurting. Like brushing their teeth or combing their hair or cold weather hurts. It's called opiate-induced pain.
Well, that is interesting that you say that the body has all sorts of ways to keep us in pain, because pain lets us know something is wrong and that the body's trying to heal itself.
Yeah, you can't live very long without the sense of pain. There's been some studies of pretty rare cases where humans are actually born without the sensation of pain. They all die before they're teenagers even, because they can seriously, like, break a bone and not know that they have to slow down or do something or take care of it.
Now, give us some example of the opiates. You mentioned heroin, but then you were talking about prescription medication that we're finding in our medicine cabinets. What are you talking about?
Percocet, Vicodin, Norco, OxyContin, fentanyl.
So people are prescribed these by all sorts of different types of doctors. They
Right.
start taking them, and as you said, the body becomes accustomed to them, and they have to keep taking more. What determines when somebody becomes addicted? Can some people take opiates for their chronic pain and not become addicted?
That's the perfect question, yeah. There are, apparently, there's a lot of people out there. I don't see those people. I only see, because I'm an expert in chemical dependency addiction, I'm only going to see the people that are actually trapped by increasing their doses, trying to catch up their pain. Now, there's some people out there that are actually taking mild doses of opiates on a daily basis, and sometimes they might even take a few days off to make sure they're recalibrating their system. But the problem is, if you're taking a daily dose of opiate for chronic pain and your pain starts to increase after 3 or 4 months, and you try to deal with that by increasing your opiate dose, you're walking down this path that's going to start causing more side effects than benefits. For a while, you can actually control the pain. You can play that game by increasing the dose. But all the studies show after about 3 or 4 months, the quality of life starts to suffer. And then if you keep going for years, you reach this point where you're taking massive doses of opiates. You can't have a bowel movement. There's no sex life. There's no joy. There's no sadness. You can't get out of bed. You can't go to work. You're going to ERs. You don't have a life. And that's actually what people describe it. That's the key phrase when people come in. That's basically all. That's all I need to hear when they say, I don't have a life. I'm taking massive doses of opiates. Everything hurts besides the original pain. That hurts too. And I need to get off these. And at first, there were some horrendous cases where, I mean, people had like 7 surgeries and wires and pins and braces, all that, you know. I tried to talk them out of coming in. They said, no, I'm coming in. I got to get off these things. And I didn't know a human body could actually recalibrate like 14 or 15 years of daily doses of opiates. They could unwind it. And they just need to be motivated. And then we had a system. We had a formula, actually, for getting people off heroin. And we just modified it. And the interesting thing was that once they started getting off the opiates, all these non-opiate things, therapies started to work. And they would come in and say, no, this doesn't work. You know, TENS unit doesn't work. Lidoderm patch doesn't work. Lyrica doesn't work. Muscle relaxants. Motrin doesn't work. And I said, yeah, but were you on the opiates? Yeah. So we get them off the opiates slowly. We unwind it by taking partial opiates. And in the process, we start bumping up all these non-opiate therapies. There's plenty of really good ways to treat bad chronic pain without an opiate. But you got to get off the opiate first.
And we're going to talk about that. I'd like to talk about withdrawal and treatment. But just a quick aside that heroin, while an opiate, is not typically a chronic pain medication that's prescribed, is it?
No, it's not.
It's just an illegal drug that people get addicted to quite quickly.
Right, but the withdrawals are pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same. So let's speak about someone finally comes into you, says, I am not enjoying life. I have no life. I'm in more pain than I was before. I'm on this much opiates or heroin. I don't know what to do about it. What do you do first?
Actually, first, we give them hope. And most people have had, they walk in with zero hope or negative hope because they've been for 14, 15 years, 20 years, they've been told by 5 or 6, 7 different specialists that what you need to take is more opiates, and they know that's not working. So we give them a little lecture. Sometimes even over the phone like this, I can talk to people, and you can almost feel like 10% of the pain is actually going away because they see, yeah, that's my trap. That's what I can relate to. And so we give them hope. And then there's a huge recipe of medicines that we use that you cannot do outside of a hospital that gets modified. It's like about 14 different medicines that you can use, and everybody's a little bit different. But we detox about 800 people a year, so we have it down to a pretty good system. But it's not perfect. So we use muscle relaxants and TENS unit, little electrical stimulators. There's Lidoderm patches. There's acupunctures. There's yoga, heat, ice, different forms of Motrin, and there's forms of Motrin that are in shots that work 10 times better than the pill. And we use the partial opiate, too. It's not going cold turkey. There's Subutex buprenorphine is the chemical name. So we bring them down slowly, but it's amazing. I mean, I just saw 2 people today that are discharging that weren't even here for a week, and they're taking Motrin. And they came in taking 10 or 12 OxyContin every day for years. Couldn't wake up out of bed without, hanging into the wall, trying to go to the bathroom for 8 years every single morning. And now they pop out of bed and they take a Motrin and they're doing fine because they unwound this opiate-induced state.
Well, so first of all, you're giving people hope. Second of all, you're working with different medications and modalities to get them so that the withdrawal, while painful, is not fatal. It's something that's done in hospital. Kind of give us a little bit of a wrap-up on addiction to opiates and chronic pain.
Well, unfortunately, what's the bottom line is that there's a lot of really good doctors that don't understand opiate-induced pain. And it's a radical shift in the doctor world, too. Years ago, we didn't have to give pain pills. As a family doctor, you would get the patient from the hospital. The surgeons would write for 2 weeks of Vicodin, and it was our job to use heat and ice and elevation and muscle relaxants and ACE wraps. And in 2 weeks, the Motrin and Tylenol would work, and they go back. You didn't even have to write a prescription for opiates. Now I have surgeons, kid surgeons, bragging that, well, they're getting their patients off after 6 months. I go, well, some of those people are going to get trapped. And it wasn't like that 30 years
ago.
And
I'm sure that that's true, and this is such a hopeful topic and really such a good one with so much good information for the people out there suffering from chronic pain. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information on Mission Hospital, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission4health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.